Welcome to the Hope Elim Podcast.
We are a diverse church in the heart of Des Moines, seeking to bring God's kingdom as we live more like Jesus.
We hope that what you're about to hear points you to Jesus Christ. Know that we're praying for you and look forward to connecting with you soon.
Morning, Hope Elim. Yeah, you guys are ready today. Well, praise God. I'll get right into it. I believe the Lord has a word for you. If you came expecting a word, then God has a word. And for those that do not know me, my name is Julian Dismute. I am one of the members here at Hope Elim. God, every so often, gives me the privilege and the honor. You know, I get to sit up on this stage and share a word with you guys today. Let me just jump right into it. God loves you. He sees you. Even in the midst of the darkness, even when you fully don't understand what's going on in your life, He sees you. Matter of fact, even when we are faithless, He's faithful. And so today, I just want you to be present. Be open. You know, we are in a really new season, a fresh season, where God is doing something new. And if we could really just be open to receive what God has for us, it has the power to change our situation. And I say that because I know a lot of times in our lives, when we are wrapped up in the darkness, right, where the devil sometimes has us by our foot and we just can't move, we need someone to come and rescue us. And so today, just know that God has some truth that can set you free from the hands of the enemy. Amen? Amen? Amen. So let me just pray real quick. Then we're going to jump into it. All right. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, you are a gracious God. Do what you want to do. Have your way today, God. Move me out the way, God. Hide me underneath your wings, God. Speak to your children today, God. Speak to your people today, God. You know their situation. You know the things they came in here carrying, God. I pray that you would give them strength to lay it down. Rescue them, God, out of their pain. Rescue them, God, out of the darkness. And give them renewal in their spirit, God. May they leave better than they came. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so we are in a sermon series, Bible Heroes After God's Own Heart. Today, we're going to be talking about Noah. Anybody know who Noah is? Yeah. Right? Okay. So this is a story that I think many of us in this room, if you've been going to church for a while, you know that Noah built an ark, and that ark was able to save his family and also the animals and allowed us to be able to even be here, right? And so for me today, look at this. We're going to talk about a story of divine rescue and renewal. Don't miss out on that word, a divine rescue. Something that you didn't expect to happen. For God's hand is moving, a divine rescue. See, when we are in dark situations, things that are unbearable, things that are out of our control, things that are too strong for us to be even to bear, there needs to be some divine activity. So I truly believe that today God is going to divinely rescue you out of your situation, whatever that may be, and renew your situation. Anybody ready for that? Okay. So let me give you a backstory real quick on just Noah, right? So in this time of Noah's, when Noah was living in the earth, there was a lot of darkness. And there was so many wickedness going around in the world, the Lord's heart was broken. And I don't know about you, we live in a very dark time, so we can relate of the brokenness, the hurt, the pain. And sometimes it's hard to even wake up in the mornings because you've lost all your hope. You've lost all your strength, right? The Bible says hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. And so in this time, the Lord's heart was breaking because there was a lot of darkness. But as he was looking, don't you know that God will look? He sits up high, but he looks below. Even in the midst of darkness, he is looking. No matter if you even got snatched up over the weekend, the Lord is looking. Maybe you've been in a dark situation for a while. The Lord is looking. Because it said time and time again that God saw. I don't know about you, but when I'm in a dark situation, when I need some help, I hope the Lord sees me. Jesus. Because sometimes when we are in darkness, it feels like God forgot about us. It feels like God doesn't even see us. How many times have we said, God, do you even see me? Oftentimes, I speak to my friends and, you know, I tell them sometimes it feels like, you know, God doesn't see me. You know, that's if it's 6 months or a year and a half or 2 years go by and you've been struggling with something, you start to wonder, God, do you even see me? But listen, though, because God continues to look for someone that he can use, he found a man. And he found this man named Noah. And Noah, he had favor with God. So let me just break off the scripture, start now. Genesis 6, 8 through 9 says, but Noah found favor with God. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person on the earth at that time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. So check this out, y'all. Fellowship, faithful, and faultless was Noah. And he lived that way. Noah was a light in a dark world. And he found favor from God because he was in fellowship with God. If you, listen, y'all, don't miss this today. Fellowship with God is the number one thing that he desires. When we spend time in the presence of an almighty God, seeking his face, don't you know that God will see you? Don't you know that God could use you? Don't you know that God would choose you to do something that could change the world? And I'm telling you, Noah didn't even know. Listen, oh my gosh, catch this. Noah didn't even know that the Lord was looking for him. No, it's not like Noah knew that he was going to build an ark, but God was looking. And because God looked, he found favor with the God. So here's my first point. Fellowship with God will bring favor into your life. Maybe you're in a season of life where you feel like you need the favor of God. Get into his presence. I know we say it every Sunday, but really, your joy is found by spending time with the one who created you. See, there's a world that is fighting for your attention, that doesn't want you to sit and spend time with God. It wants you to continue to keep on working and working and working so you don't have time to fellowship with God. And see, Noah, he was blameless. Doesn't mean that he was perfect. See, don't see that as Noah was perfect. He was blameless, meaning that there was people around that couldn't really say that Noah was doing anything bad. Sure, he was, you know, kind of, you know, struggling with the flesh a little bit. But Noah probably kept repenting, kept going back to God, on his knees saying, God, please deliver me. Matter of fact, during this dark time, what do you do when times get hard? Who do you run to when times get hard? Just a question to prick your heart a little bit. Noah ran to God, and he found favor with God. And see, here it says, here, I love this proverb, because if you never read the Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, please do. These are nuggets of wisdom that can really transform your life. And so Proverbs 3 says this, forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. That's a typo. It meant to say, my child, don't forget the things, okay? I just caught that. Don't forget the things I have taught you. The devil is a lie. He's not going to mess that up. He says this, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. write them deep within your heart. Deep within your heart. This is why we stress about spending time with God and reading the word. When you get that word into your heart, it has the power to transform your life. It says, then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. There is nothing, at least to my knowledge, that is better, stronger, more valuable than a good reputation. What do people know you for? What do people know you for? Do they know you for being loving and caring? Because since Noah was blameless, I'm sure he was still treating people with love and kindness. Sure, he was a person of integrity. He wasn't just doing his own thing because he could. See, it's so easy, and I'm guilty of it too, y'all. We're all guilty of it, that when we are in a dark world, it's easy to kind of gravitate towards the darkness because of our flesh, because of our nature. And Noah stood firm because he had God's word in his heart. And so check this out. Noah wasn't only fellowshipping with God, he was faithful. And I'm here to tell you right now, faithfulness to God, it benefits your family. When you are spending time in the presence of God and that light of God gets on the inside of you, your family see you different. That attitude that you once though had, you don't have that no more. They start to see God through you. And now your family is benefiting from the joy that you are getting from the Holy Ghost. Right? And it's working, and now it's overflowing out of you into them. See, faithfulness to God, it doesn't just benefit you. I think sometimes we as people, we feel as if, well, I'm in my word, and I'm being faithful to God. And now listen, if you're really, truly being faithful to God, it should spread. It should touch others that are around you. See, Noah is like any good parent. Spending time with God, trying to lead his family to protect them from the darkness. I don't know about you. I have a 12-year-old son that I am constantly pouring into because I see the world. I see how dark it is. And I want to equip him. I want to empower him. I want him to know that, son, the word of God is a lamp to our feet and it's a light unto our path. Every morning he's reading devotionals and stuff, and I'm watching him. I'm watching him grow in this relationship with God. I'm watching him strive. Here, my thing is, y'all, make sure that you are leading by how you live, not by just what you say. Not just by what you say. Not just by what you say. Because when you are spending time in the presence of God, check this out. When you start to be transformed, the whole family starts to benefit from it, okay? And so check this out. Make sure this is working. It's a little slow today.
We are not a perfect church.
I love this dude. Okay, let's go back. Okay. Okay. Here we are. So listen, I have a Psalms for you. So I'd like to have a Proverbs and a Psalms. In the Psalms here, it says, how joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear him. I don't know about you. I want the Lord's blessing on my family. And I can imagine each and every one of you guys want the blessing of God on your family. Amen. It's simple, and the devil loves to complicate this. All you have to do is get to know him. Because once you get to know him, you get to know yourself. And then you start to be transformed, your mind is renewed, you get restored, and you get to experience the protection and the provision of God. God will divinely start to bless your family. Divinely start to protect your family. See, the enemy wants to catch you with your guard down. He wants to catch you not at your post. He wants to catch you not doing what you're supposed to do so he can get to your family. He wants to snatch the favor. That's why we have to stay intact. And it's so easy to drift. It's so easy to forget God. It's so easy to be too busy. But we should never be too busy for God. Because the Lord says here, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love them? He says, I will protect those who trust in my name. Do you trust in his name? When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble, and I will rescue them. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Noah was right there. The reason why the Lord could use Noah, because Noah was faithful in his walk. So that's how he found favor that really put a blessing on his family, y'all. So think about this. If you want God to use you in a time, especially nowadays, get into his presence and allow his favor to fall on you. Because that ark not only saved his family, but it brought about a new world for us to be able to live in. Don't you know, Jesus, I feel this. Don't you know that when God calls you, he's calling you to go rescue someone else? Don't you know that when God rescues you, he wants you to go out there and rescue someone else? Don't you know when God redeems you and pulls you out of darkness, our job as the body of Christ is to go out there and help somebody get free from the hands of the enemy too? Don't you know? That's God's plan. But we have to trust in his name. So this is why I say this, y'all. We have to stand firm in our faith. We're going to have to fight. There is a war going on outside, and we ain't safe from it. So we have to stand firm. Be unwavering. Stay in our word. We have to stay close to the one who could be our shield. He's the one that could cover us. See, when the flood was going on around the world, trust me, I'm sure when that ark was built, people were trying to get in. And I don't know about you, when there's something going on in the world, I'd be trying to run to safety. But at that time, Noah and his family found favor. No one else did. Y'all, listen, I want us to take this very seriously because the Lord, he shared this with me earlier. So when the flood happened, it wasn't like God just saying, I'm just going to murder people. What he was doing was washing away the sins of the world. Yep. Baptism. He was starting the renewal process. Yes, listen, it's not always going to look the way that you want it to look. It's not always going to go the way that you want it to go. But if you just hang on and allow God to do what he does best, let God take your mess and turn it into a blessing. Allow him to come and rescue you out of darkness. Allow him to provide for your family. I promise you this. I promise you this. There will be nothing, and there's nothing that can stop you. God has a plan for your life. And a lot of times, the biggest fight is with your flesh. The flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. Sometimes the battle is between you and that person in the mirror. Right. And you're constantly trying to fight. You want to do the right thing. Paul says this. I do what I don't want to do, and what I don't want to do, I just keep on doing. That's the flesh. So that's the fight. But there's also foes. Adversaries, people that don't believe in what you believe in, people that don't care about the God you serve, that is looking to cause problems in your marriage, problems in your relationship, problems in your life. The devil. The Bible says the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we would have life and have it abundantly. But we do have to fight. And let's just say it. The ones we're going to have to fight the most is the people around us, our friends. See, the enemy will use anybody to get to you, to get to me, to get to us. And it'd be the people that we never thought expected that would break our hearts. The enemy, he don't play fair. Matter of fact, he don't fight fair. This is why I love what the Bible says. It says, guard your heart above all things, for it determines the course of your life. Maybe you're in here today and your heart has been broken. Maybe somebody betrayed you. Maybe you're going through a battle. Maybe there's some struggles that you're going through with yourself. You've been trying to give it to God. You've been trying to put down the addiction. You've been trying to be faithful to the walk. But you feel like you're losing your strength. You feel like, man, Julia, this is, you know, one of my first days here, and I'm just looking for God to just touch me today. I'm looking for a word that could transform my life. Julian, I'm here because I need him. God is in the business of serving those that need him. Noah. Noah, imagine Noah. All right, listen, y'all, just come with me for a moment. Noah's in a dark age, right, in a dark time, and it's only him and his family that are righteous, that have God's favor, that has God's divine protection. And you can't tell me that it wasn't a battle for him to protect his family. It says in, I believe, 2 Peter that he was a preacher of righteousness. And last time I checked, when we are preachers of righteousness, the world don't like it. We run into people that constantly want to tear down the word of God. They want us to believe that our God isn't who he says he is. But Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Can we be preachers of righteousness in a dark age? But we have to be firm in our fight. And so I have a picture here. Anybody know what the armor, the full armor of God is? Something that if you really want to be able to stand firm, you need to be armored up. You need to be suited up. You need to be locked in. You need to be loaded. Because here, the armor of God will protect you. Because listen, the battle that we are fighting, it's not against flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. Principalities is darkness and wicked things in the unseen realm. And so this is your spiritual armor that God calls us to wear, your helmet of salvation. Do you know that you are saved by grace through faith? That there was a man named Jesus Christ that came and died in your place. Because that will guard your mind. That will guard your mind. So you don't have to be perfect. You can put your hope and you can put your faith in Jesus Christ. And there's a breastplate of righteousness. Protect your heart. Protect your heart. Let the peace of God guard your heart. Do you know that you have been made right with God? And we have been made right with God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing that you or I could have done, Jesus did. And though he was tempted by the same things that me and you are tempted with in our flesh, he sinned not. He came, he died, he rose, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, I don't know about you, but that is good news to a person that has been broken. That is good news to a person that most of my life I've seen a lot of bad news. And, you know, being on social media, I'm trying to find a way and there's no way. And then I see the scriptures and it says that Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he's the life. I don't know about you. I want some of that. I want some of that. How about the belt of absolute truth? A lot of lies going around. But if we have that belt of truth, we can continue to fight the good fight. We can stand firm in our faith. How about the shield of faith? Y'all, this is what I see. The Bible talks about the fiery darts of the enemy, the fiery arrows of the enemy. When you are living the life of faith like Noah was, best believe those fiery arrows are going to come. He's going to try to bring up your past. He's going to try to make you feel guilty and shameful. He's going to want you to give up, but if you put your shield up and keep on moving. See, when you are living a life of faith, I want you to see that when you are moving and living a life of faith, there's like a spiritual shield that is guarding you, that is protecting you. You can't see it, but you know that when you was moving and following God, that there was things that should have happened to you, but they couldn't get to you. When you was moving and you thought you lost your mind, but the Lord protects you by that shield of the faith. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. So you want to please God? Oh, you keep moving. God has given you a vision. Keep moving. You want to see your family restored? Watch this. Keep moving. Keep going to therapy. Keep spending time in the Word. Keep coming to church. Keep doing what the Bible says to do. And you'll find that favor, all right? But we got to stand firm in our faith. Two other points. The sword of the Spirit. Y'all, listen. The Word of God is sharp. When we are, as Christians, strapped with God's Word, not just fighting with positivity, though it does help, makes you feel good. But God's divine Word, the sword of the Spirit, has the power to cut, to break strongholds. There's things from our past that are still a lot of times held on to us because we haven't used the Word of God to cut away from it. Maybe you grew up in a situation that was very traumatic. Maybe it's addiction. Maybe there was abuse. Whatever it may be, now you're traumatized, and now you have these strongholds that are holding you back from reaching what God wants you to reach. The Word of God has the power, and it's sharp enough to set you free from that. It's the sword of the Spirit. And I do want to say this because as a church, my hope is that we will continue to grow spiritually. Not just physically, but that we would come here and understand that, like, this is how we need to look in the Spirit. Protected. Guarded. Ready for a fight. And so the last one here, the gospel of peace. We have to be ready at all times to share that good news. We come in peace. We don't come to just fight the people that don't love the God that we serve. We come in peace. We bring good news knowing that, listen, because they do not believe, they may be trapped in darkness. Our job is to bring the good news of peace, to let them know that there was a man named Jesus that came and died for them. See, if they believe, then they could come to their senses. They can be awoken. They can have enlightenment and understand that, oh my gosh, I am set free. Listen to this. I feel this in my spirit. If you could think, there's probably one or two people that you know that is not just trapped in darkness, but they are locked in darkness. They've been trying to get out. And maybe it's been years they've been trying to get out, but they don't know that Jesus came. They don't know the good news that we know. So they're continuing to still live in a particular way that does not necessarily line up to God. See, when there's a good news brought to a prisoner, and you can say, hey, you are set free. After years of shame, after years of guilt, no matter if they wanted to continue to stay there because it's justified that they would be there, but there was a proclamation, a declaration for them to say, hey, you're free. All you have to do is believe. The power of belief. Do you believe that the Lord loves you? Do you believe that if you stand firm in your faith, that it will bring a blessing on your family? Do you believe that if you continue to stay in fellowship with God, that you could walk in favor? Do you believe? I got to keep moving. Notice, your faith in God has to be bigger than your fear of man. I'll just say it. The reason why I say this is because Noah back in his day, I'm sure because he was a preacher of righteousness, there probably was people that did not like him. And a lot of times because we want to people please and because there's so much hurt around us, we want to give in and compromise. But Noah, because of his close relationship with God, he kept the faith. Because he was covered in the armor of God, the full armor of God, he kept on moving, and his faith was bigger than his fear of man. Think about this. For many years, I struggled with this because I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid that I'm going to mess it all up and I want people to like me. Or maybe I won't go all in. Maybe I won't go all in on God. Because you know what? I don't want my friends to look at me like I'm weird. Did you guys know that it did not even rain? It didn't even rain yet. And Noah's out there building an ark. Has God ever called you to do something that is just like, Lord, you are tripping? Like, you want me to do that? Don't you know that no one has ever done that in my family? Don't you know that there's never been a successful marriage in my family? Don't you know that everybody in my family struggles with addiction? Don't you know that everybody in my family struggles with finances? Don't you know that everybody in my family lives there? I was born into this. But God says, your faith in me, it's got to be bigger than your fear of man. One of our favorite scriptures, one of my favorite anyways, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If you can grab this today, simple scripture, but you can read it every single day. Because every day it's going to apply to your life. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Noah built that ark because he was just trusting in the Lord with all of his heart. God said to Noah, there's wickedness, but I'm going to save you. Because you trusted in me with all your heart, I'm going to give you some favor. I know you're not perfect. I know you're still trying to figure it out, but I see you in your prayer closet. I see you seeking my face. You're trusting in me because it takes faith to not understand God. See, when we understand everything that God is doing, it don't take no faith. If he gives you the blueprint and says, run the play, that don't take no faith. But when he says, keep going, I'll show you. And sometimes in our faith journey, it could be heavy. We're like, God, I need you to show up because I'm on my last leg. But God says, do not lean on your own understanding. Instead of leaning on your own understanding, lean on God. Lean on him. Guarantee you he can carry it away. Because if it's heavy, he got something greater. Okay. In all your ways, submit to him. In all your ways. In all your ways, submit to him. Yield to him. Say, Lord, okay, I'll lay it down. I don't know what you're doing in my marriage. I don't know what you're doing in my relationship. I don't know what you're doing in my family, but I trust it. You were faithful to me then, and the last time I checked, you are the same God. And you never change. The world changes. Your circumstances may change, but God never will. And it says here that he will make your path straight. As you continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and move in faith and not lean on your own understanding, you'll be stepping and can't see, but you will fall right where you need to fall. You will step right where you need to step. You'll end up exactly where you need to be because he'll make your crooked path straight. Maybe you've been in a season of life where you've been walking in zigzags and going up and down, and it hasn't been straight, but it's been more of a circle. You keep coming back to the same situations. You keep falling back into the same friend group. You keep coming back to the same mistakes, the same excuses, the same thing over and over, and you're tired. Whew. Says it right here in this text, if you put your trust in him, he's going to line it all up for you. He's going to straighten it out for you. I want to say this is my last point. Your freedom, truthfully, when you're living a life of faith, following God faithfully, your family starts to benefit from that. Ooh, you walking in that favor, it feels so free. But it's found in the faithfulness of God. See, when we are faithless, he is faithful. When we still trying to figure it out and we messing it up, he's faithful. That's why we can have freedom. We don't have to, as God's people, we don't have to figure it all out. There was a man named Jesus that did. So we should be able to live in freedom, knowing that you fall. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times, but they get back up. I don't know about you, but that's freedom. That's freedom. That's healing. That's renewal. That's restoration. That's redemption. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, Isaiah 40, 31. I threw it at the end for anybody that maybe you came here, maybe you just read it on the Bible app or something. Maybe this is for you. Isaiah 40, 31 says, "But those who trust in the Lord, they will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles." That sounds like freedom to me, y'all. You ever seen an eagle just fly? They ain't doing much. They just jumped and they just chilling. And they're free flying. Because God's wind is underneath their wings. God's wind is underneath your wings. And it says, they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. God sent a man named Jesus Christ. And if you receive him, you receive favor. Whew. And that favor, as you continue to be faithful to God, will start to transform your family. They'll see the light of God in your life, and they'll come to Christ because of how you're living, see? They'll say, because you are different than you used to be, I want to give him a try. I want to taste and see if the Lord is good. That's why we have to stand firm and keep fighting. Fight the good fight. Yes, there are people trying to knock you off your square, but fight the good fight. Stand firm in your faith, and you'll find the freedom that can only be found in the faithfulness of God. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. To find out more about Hope Elim, follow us on Instagram at hope.elim or visit our website at hope-elim.org.